This week, the ping pong game that is the Massachusetts budget moves to the Senate side of the table. The Ways and Means Committee releases its recommendations for the fiscal year that begins in less than 2 months. With the state's revenue base eroding, I asked State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy if there is anything surprising that could come out of the Senate spending plan.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting, not just the release of the Ways and Means version of the budget that Senate leadership has put together, but also the debate the following week, given where we are in revenue. And, you know, back in January, as this process calls for, the House, the Senate, and the administration agreed on a number for tax revenues that they'll use as a base and build out their budgets for fiscal 18. Those numbers are now being called into question. And as the administration works to solve for a gap in revenues for the current year's budget, they're also looking ahead to 18. We heard the House budget leader, Brian Dempsey, just last week say that most likely some adjustments are going to have to be made to their revenue projections, which of course will impact their spending. But the Senate is moving forward like nothing has changed so far, and they feel like they're comfortable doing that. But I think, you know, all of this will happen with the backdrop of knowing whatever spending they approve, some things will have to get written down when this goes into conference negotiations between the House and Senate later after May and June and the debate in the Senate next week. So interesting to watch.
Is there any precedent for where we are and how we're going to get ourselves out of this?
I mean, it's actually the exact same situation that the state found itself in last year. I mean, the same sort of crisis arose after the House had debated and passed their budget. Late spring tax revenues started to crater for the state, throwing everything into a bit of turmoil. And the similar thing happened when the budgets that the House and Senate passed went into conference for negotiations to try and reach a compromise. They agreed to significantly write down the overall spending number by hundreds of millions of dollars based on new projections that they were now using because of the slow tax revenue growth. And here we are back again in the same place this year, and they seem to be heading toward the same sort of process.
Speaking of back again where we have been before, you know, there's more than 140 cities and communities across the state who have restricted the purchase and sales of nicotine and tobacco products to people under age 21 already. And so that means almost half of the state has already done this. Apparently, there are going to be a bunch of nicotine and tobacco bills considered this week at the State House. Is this going to turn out the way it has before?
It remains to be seen, I think. This was an issue last session, and Speaker Robert DeLeo expressed some interest in looking at this and talking to members about whether or not there was support for just increasing the statewide tobacco age to 21. A few states have done it, but as you mentioned, at the local level, a lot of municipalities across Massachusetts have done it, and there seems to be growing momentum behind the idea as a public health measure to raise that age and put it in sync and in line with alcohol sales and presumably what we will soon see in marijuana sales as well, and just make 21 the age. There are a lot of co-sponsors on these bills to do this. It remains to be seen if the leadership will get behind it, but there is some interest and some momentum behind the measures.
Would a restriction on sales of tobacco products to people under age 21 have some kind of revenue impact?
It certainly could. I mean, the cigarette taxes are a big stream. Well, not a huge stream, but a significant stream of revenue, and it's often been the place where lawmakers have gone to generate new revenue by raising the cigarette tax. I think you'd certainly probably see sales decrease. But there's also a feeling that maybe it could also give rise to more of a black market for cigarettes, which is also a concern and could have a revenue impact. It'll be interesting to see how the debate plays out. There's a lot of talk when this came up last year, and there was concern about whether or not this was fair for veterans, people in the armed services who were serving their country. I mean, this was actually the debate that they were serving their country and they're 18 years old and they're allowed to do so, but they can't buy a pack of cigarettes and they can't smoke even if they've started smoking. So you may see some exemptions along those lines. But the revenue piece will be a big component of the debate.
Interesting. It's going to be a wild week.
It sure is.
That's State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. Matt, thanks so much.